We are learning Mesechta Zivam is Daf Kufay Amud Beis, and we are starting the last words of the Daf Kufay Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said that a Cheresh or a Chereshes or a Katana or a Katan is really the first part of the Mishnah is Cheresh, Chereshes, a Katan that did Chalitza. The Chalitza is no good. That means either she or he is a Cheresh or he is a Katan. The Chalitza is possible. That's what our Mishnah said. Zok the Gemara, Om Rav Yudom Rav, Zudiv Remeya. That's our Meya Shita. Avacham Mayrim. Which means like this. It says chalitza psul, which means it doesn't work, but it does something. What it does is that it makes her apostle on the other brothers who are gedolim. If there's other brothers who could be do yibum and they're gedolim, because this katan gave chalitza to her, she becomes apostle to the other brothers. And that's only Rameya Shita. But Chamayrim ain't chalitza katan klum. We learned this before. We learned before that a chalitza ben teisha is a machlokes Rameya Nechamim. That means if it's a bia of a ben teisha, so that definitely is like a maimer. It's like a din maimer. It's like a yibum derabbanan. And there the Gemara said also if he gives maimer this katan also do something. But chalitza is a machlokes. Rameya's chalitza makes the yivam apostle. And Chamayim say no. So this mishnah is going to Rameya, but the Chamayim argue. The next part of mishnah says katana shechalitza, that a katana that did chalitza. That means the Yavam was a gadol, but the Yavama was a Ketana. The halach is that the Chalitza is no good, and you have to do Chalitza again when you get older. Am Rav Yudom Rav, Zudiv Rameyer, the Omar, that he says, Ish Kosov Parasha, that's clear that we know that he, the Yavam, has to be a gadol, he does Chalitza, because it says in the Pasuk, V'mlo Yachboi Tzeh Ish L'kacha. So you see, he has to be an Ish. He has to be a gadol. But who said the Yavama has to be a gedola? So Rameya says, I'll tell you how we know. Makshinun ishul ish. There's a hekish ishul ish. The pasuk says, va also yevimtoi ashara in the same pasuk. So you see, we makish the ish to the yevimtoi. Just like the ish has to be a gadol, the Yavama also has to be a gedola. Ava chachamim argue. Chachamim, no problem. She could be a katana. And she could do chalitza. Ish kosu parasha, but isha ben gedola ben katana. So our mission is going to go to Rameya. But according to the Chachamim, the Ketana could do Chalitza. Ma'an Chachamim, who's the Chacham? Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Rebbe, have a Yasvi, Pas, have a Yasvi, they were sitting. We're going to show now that it's Rabbi Yasi Shita. We haven't, the Gemara says Chacham. We'll show it's Rabbi Yasi. Because there's a story. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Rebbe, have a Yasvi, they were sitting together. What do two Gedolim do when they sit together? Pasach Chavanao, and they're talking and learning. Vama, Hamesbalo Tzorach Shitin, Ein of Lamata. Someone who davens has to put his eyes lamata. Rashi says lamata means klape Eretz Yisrael. He has to set his eyes klape Eretz Yisrael. Shneim avahoyu einei velibay libi sham kol yamim. My eyes and my heart will be there in the base of Mikdash kol yamim. So that's what one of them said. V'chadama, the Rambam learns tzarach shi'ti einei lamata means he puts his eyes down to the ground. V'chadama einei v'lamala. The other man says no, you have your eyes Lamaila toward Shemayim, Shneima Nisa Levenu Al Kapayim. Your hands are up in davening to Hashem. Pick up your eyes to Hashem. Ad Hachi also Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi. Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi walked by like a bayu. Amalhu Ma'aski. So what are you handling? Amalei B'Tfilah. Talk about Tfilah. Amalhu Kacham Abba. This is my father Rav Yosi said. Hamespalu Tzarach Shidin Einav Lamato Beliba Lamaila like a pshara. Your eyes Lamato, which means your eyes should be down here. But Liba in your heart, Lamaila, Kadesh is Gaim Vishnei Mikrois Lola, Utu Makayim, both Mikrois. Adahacha, they're all waiting for Shir, for Rebbe Shir, Rebbeinu HaKadosh. Adahacha, also Rebbe Lemesifta. But all of a sudden, they heard Rebbe's coming to Mesifta, so they all ran to their seats. Inu Dava Klili, both Rabbi Chia and Meshim Bar Rebbe were both very quick on their feet. So they ran, Yosef Dachtai ran to their seat. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yasi, Agav Yukre, he was very heavy, Kamavuyi Gemara in the Sar Yochsin, he was extremely fat, and he took a while to get to the seat. Hamafasei of Ozel, he was like waddling and going towards the seat. And everyone was sitting down already, and in walks in, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yasi to the front, he was from the Chashal Talmidim, and he was walking, you know, through the crowd, he was taking a while. Amalei Avdon, Avdon was Rebbe's Shamish, and he was a Chashal Yid also Avdon. And he says, "Miuzesh mafsei al rosh yam kadosh." Who is this walking on top of the people's heads? Unless it looks like everyone's sitting down and someone's walking in, it looks like he's walking everyone's head. So stop a kadosh. He said, "Who's that walking? You know, walking on everyone's head on the am kadosh, the holy nation's head? It's me, Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, is coming to learn Torah from Rabbi. Amalei, Chiyata Hog learn Torah from Rabbi. While you're chashuv enough to learn Torah from Rabbi, Amalei. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi answered, "V'chi Moshe Hog learn Torah from Yevura? Was Moshe Hog learn Torah? No. Torah says you're learning Torah. You come to learn Torah. Amalei, v'chi Moshe Ata? Are you Moshe? Amalei. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi said, "V'chi Rabbecha Elei Kimu? Is your Rabbi like Hashem?" So now he said a little bit of an insult to Rebbe, if you realize now, because he says Rabbecha, it's our Rebbe also. Should have said, is our Rebbe Elikimu? Am Rav Yosef Shakle Rebbe Lemitvasei. Rebbe got a little bit of a payback here. The Kamalei Rabbech Le Rebbe. And why did Rebbe deserve a little bit of a payback here? Because he should have been Meicha on a small Rav Yosef's covet. And we'll see soon. Rebbe himself will need a small Rav Yosef. Okay, he gets the seat. Ad ha'chi, middle of the shir, Asi Avamla came to Rebbe. Avamla came to Rebbe. So Amalei Rebbe la'Avdon, Rebbe told Avdon, before we do Chalitza, Puk Bodka, go check out if she is a Gedayla. And the Miri says it means, go arrange a check, a Bedekes to check if she is a Gedayla, she has to stay Cyrus. So Basu Nafak, Avdon walked out. Amalei Shmuel tells Rebbe, Kacham Avdon, this is my father said, Ish Kosova Parasha, regarding the chalitza of the man, it has to be a gedolah because there's ish. Aval the chalitza on the ketana, aval isha ben gedolah ben ketana, could be psai gedolah ben ketana. There's no pasuk. Now, who did he say it from? His Abba. Who is his father? Who's Rav Shmuel's father? Rav Yosi. That's the Gemara started off saying Rav Yosi is the sheet that holds that you don't need to be a gedolah. So Amalei. So Rebbe says, okay, haloi tzrichas ta. He told Avdon, ta loi tzrichas, come back. We don't. You don't have to check her out. So now Avdon's coming back. Kapasa Avdon Vasi. Everyone's sitting down. Avdon's waddling back. Hey, Mitra Charkle, I'm Kadosh. The nation that needs someone, he could walk Yifsal Rosh Yam Kadosh. Which means like me. They need me. So that's why I could walk in everyone. Mitra ain't Charkle, I'm Kadosh. No one needs you. So hey, Yifsal Rosh Yam Kadosh. How are you walking on the holy nation's heads? Amalei, Rebbe, Lavim, Kum Tuchtach, stay where you are. Don't come back from. Stay where you are. Don't walk. So, you know, at the end of the day, Shmuel Rav Yosi had the last laugh. Talking about, obviously, on the level of these Gedolim, we'll see what about Einish Avdon got for this. This is like Ba'as, like a regular minute. Tana, Ba'as Shad, it's Tara Avdon. At that time, Avdon became a Mitzairah, because Veloshin Hara, and Enoas Dvarim, a person becomes a Mitzairah. V'tavush Devanov, and two of his children drowned. Ominush Dekalosav, and two of his daughter-in-laws did Mion, which means they got divorced, basically, with the Tanim, they did Mion. So he had terrible tzaras. He lost two children, he became a Mitzairah, two of his children got divorced. All because of what? Because of that exchange between Shmuel and Rabbi Yosi. Amar Nachum Yitzchak, Brich Rechmona, the Kaspil Avdon Hayama. It's Baruch Hashem that Avdon got his embarrassment in this world, and the next world will go straight to Gan Eden. We learn from Rabbi Yosi that he says that a katana could do chalitza, nilmoy katana chalitza b'putos. He's saying, we're assuming, says, once you see the chalitza does not need to be a gedola, so then it's kosher as soon as she understands what chalitza is, which means the share of putos, which is 6 or 7. Rav Amar, no, that even for Rabbi Yosi, it says a katana is good, it can't be a 6 or 7 year old. It has to be at least an 11-year-old. She comes to the age where she can make a neder, which is 11 years old. But before that, she doesn't have the das. And someone I heard him explain that the machlekes between Rav Ami and Rav is what's the type of kavana you have to have for chalitza? You have to have mitzvahs chalitza or just kavanas kinyan? I in the svarim. The hilchasa, the halacha is ach tavish deisaris. You have to be a gedolah because we pass like our male, like our mishnah, that she has to be a gedolah in order to do chalitza. Zakti Gmaravai, it said in the Mishnah that you need a bezdin for chalitza. What happens? Chalitza b'shnayim, or with three, and one of them became Kar apostle. So we have a man the Yama in our Mishnah who says it's kosher. Who is that man the Yama? It was Rab Shimon and Yechanan Sadl say it's kosher. Omar Rav Yosi Bram Yehemi, Omar Rav Nachman, Ein Elok HaShizog. We don't pass like Rav Shimon and Rav Yechanan Sandler, and Avadi need three. Freit the Gemara of Omar Rav Nachman Chadazim, they already said it once. Omar Rav Yosi Bram Yehemi, Omar Rav Nachman, Chalitza B'Shloisha, Chalitza needs three. So what if you say Ein Elok HaShizog? We know already, he said Chalitza B'Three. So Omar says, Tzrich, you need both members. If you just say the din need three, have a mina hadam milchatchila, you would say dafka milchatchila. But the avad, I felt right. Even two is enough. Kamashmo and in aloch bayis azog with deer, they themselves were talking about the avad because it used lashon machshirim. So there alone, it's midiyavet. It says ain alacha hazog. See, even midiyavet, we don't paskin two is enough. So you need three even midiyavet. That's why you need both. You need a second memra. Just say a second memra. Yes, we not ain alacha hazog elakatanakama have midiyavet. You would think that even three is only midiyavet. Avad chatchila bayi chamisha. Maybe the chatchila you have to go like Rav Yehuda. It needs five. Tzricha. Different. You need both memras. That chatchila you could do three, and even midiyavet two is not good. Now Tosfos points out that even though we pass in the Chatchila three is enough, but Al Tzedin Pesumei Milsa, you're supposed to have five. That's Tosfos points out. It says at the end of the Mishnah, Maisa Rabbi Kiva, says Maisa Shecholtzu Beinoi LeBeino, Beis Asurim, Avof Maisa Rabbi Kiva, V'Hichshir, and they're Machshir. And I pointed out yesterday, in yesterday's Shir, the Lachara, had you know that didn't happen? Well, who, like, how do you know that the Chalitza happened? So I spoke out yesterday, since it's Beyodoi, so there's an Amonis. There's an Amonis Beyodoi. So Rosh Hashanah speak out that that's not a good Teretz, because you need a coil as well. Even though there's a problem over here. Since there's no coil, that's a Chasaran, and it's a Raik against him, and therefore Beyodoi will not work. So the question where it is, Beyodoi Lemino, Miyadana, so how do you know he did a Chalitza? Or Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, but Edim right now is v'chutz. We're Edim watching from the outside. It wasn't in front of Edim. Edim saw it, and therefore we have a documentation. We have a raya that it happened. Boy Lahu. Now this shaila is not a theoretical shaila. The story happened where? It happened based on Surim, and it came in Fira Bekiva somewhere else, or Akiva was the base. Who was the base of Surim? That was outside the jail. We know where Akiva was in the Beis Asurim. We have Gemara and Ervin about this. When Tiel Sadaim, he was in jail. So the story came to him in jail. The story also was in the Beis Asurim as well. The Chalitza was in the Beis Asurim as well. It was in the Beis Asurim, the Beis in the jail, and it came from Akiva in the jail. And the Achrayim speak out that it's the Gaya also to us that was Beis Asurim. You see from here, Yilad Vachalitza Beis Asurim. Maybe the Habinu be, since Pesumi Milsa has to be somewhere in a Bezdin, it can't be in a jail, in a dungeon. Kamash Lon, that Chalitza works in a dungeon. We don't pass around Kiva, it could be, we need a Bezdin, but the Bezdin, if the Bezdin's in the jail, it works, even though it's in a jail, even though it's in a dungeon, it's enough Pesumi Milsa.